John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. We're off to another world, to Mars, with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. It is July fundraising for Behind the Black to travel to Mars routinely, which is the only way I like to travel, routinely and with Bob. $35, much appreciated. At that amount, you can correspond with Bob about his analysis of Martian exploration by perseverance, by ingenuity in the Jezero crater. We have years ahead of us to follow this story, in addition that curiosity has not quit. Right now, however, we're going to Jezero crater because ingenuity has turned into a scout for perseverance. Bob, they did not think of this initially, or at least I don't remember them mentioning it. But is ingenuity now establishing a protocol for probes on Mars that everybody's going to have a drone, at least one drone with them?
Yes. Yes, that was the goal, actually. It's always been the goal. But the ingenuity was an engineering test to see if it could work. It's now not only proved it can work, they can fly on Mars, but it's now proving and providing the learning experience for doing exactly that, providing a drone helicopter to do their scouting for you when you send a lander or a rover there. And so they're proving it. And so we talked about this previously about the ingenuity's ninth flight, which was really ambitious. It was four times longer and higher and went over rougher terrain. But on Behind the Black, following that, I posted one of the color images from that flight. This was the only color image. There were only about nine color images, but this was the only one that showed the horizon, so I thought it was the coolest image to put up. And it basically looks about 30 seconds after the helicopter took off. It got up to its flight altitude, and they probably tilted it then to look in the direction it was going to fly, because that's when this picture was taken. And we're basically looking at where it flew, and I've got on Behind the Black not only that picture, but the overview showing you where it flew, so you can get an idea of what you're looking at in this picture. They went over a crater, a very old eroded crater, so they went down and then up again. That was part of it. They took about 180 raw images. This is in the raw image too. I'm not sure the color is accurate. I enhanced it slightly to increase the contrast, make it easy to see, but I'm not sure the colors are accurate, but it looks pretty good. And it's a blue sky. And I have gotten contradictory information about what the color of the sky on Mars is. Usually people say it's this pale pink, but I've had read other things that sometimes it's blue. And this picture is
blue. This looks like the San Diego on a surf's up day, Bob. It looks attractive.
Except there is no life. Remember, you're not going to see that in San Diego. No life at all in the picture. It's not going to be there.
I'm a puzzle. Frequently asked questions by the curious. The rocks that we see along the bottom, is this dust on top of stone the way it would be a moraine in America? You know, the crater left rock underneath and then the vegetation piled soil on top. Is that what we're looking at?
Well, in Mars, what has happened is that, you know, there is a gigantic amount of volcanic dust on the planet, and that is blown around by the atmosphere, and it's had eons to do it. Even though the wind is thin and the atmosphere is thin, there's been billions of years to do it. So the whole planet's got dust everywhere covering the rock surfaces. And, of course, Perseverance is doing, and Curiosity, too, is it rolls along and bedrock sticks out above the dust, and so it's able to look at the real bedrock in between the dust all along the way.
So what we're looking at then is similar to Earth, except for I understand there's no life. All right. Israel has a really cool project. I meant to emphasize this, but here we are again. I want to get right to it. What is Bereshit 2?
Bereshit 2 is basically going to be a duplicate of Bereshit 1, which was built by a Israeli nonprofit that attempted back in 2019 to land a little rover on the moon. And it was privately funded, but as a nonprofit, not for profit. And its goal was education and inspiring the Israeli nation that it can do great things and its people. So the company Space IL, it got into lunar orbit, it began its descent, and it just failed just before landing. And so they immediately said they're going to try again. And they've now raised $70 million of the $100 million they need to build the second version of Bereshit and to try again. And so that's where we are now. They've gotten 70% of the money they need, which means they pretty much are going to make it happen. I'm pretty sure of that. And they're going to build it. Now, there is some changes. A lot of their engineers formed their own company and then teamed up with American startup rocket company Firefly to build lunar landers for that company. But, you know, they've got the plans. They'll just do it the way it's done, John. So something coming, a privately built Israeli lander on the moon.
And, Bob, that would be the first of many. We're looking at a prototype here. Is that your estimate?
Well, you know, once again, what happens here is that these guys, the people who build this, are inspired to go on to other things and private enterprise, go else, as some of their engineers have already done. I doubt this nonprofit will do many more missions once it succeeds doing this, because it's not in it for the profit. So there's no motive to keep doing it. But it'll inspire private companies, as it already has done, and they'll do it.
And you have an estimate about SLS. Bob, we have about 30 seconds. SLS.
Yes, the NASA has told the science community that don't expect to fly a science mission on SLS for at least a decade because they got too much else to do with their manned program. I personally think it's a fantasy. No one's going to want to fly. No scientist is going to want to pay the $1 billion to fly on SLS. It's too costly, and the schedule is too unreliable. SLS is the horse buggy. We're in the car age now. They'll hire Falcon Heavy or Starship to do it, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Congratulations, Richard Branson. You finally did what you talked about. Well, good for you. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.